From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Rusty Nelson reading Wilderness Manhunt by David Thompson. Now let's begin with Mountain Manhunt. Chapter 1. Nathaniel King was warily descending a gradual slope when he heard a low, wavering moan from somewhere below him. All around him branches were being rustled and bent by strong northwesterly gusts, so he assumed the sound he heard was nothing more than the wind howling among the pines that covered the lower half of the mountain. When the sound was repeated, though, he reined up and cocked his head, listening intently. There had been an odd quality about the noise, and a free trapper abroad in hostile Indian territory could ill afford to ignore any strange sounds. When the moan was repeated for the third time, he became certain it was a human voice and not the wind. Squaring his broad shoulders, Nate hefted his hawk and rifle and guided his Palouse in the direction the moan came from. The wind whipped the fringe on his buckskins and stirred his shoulder-length black hair and beard. If he read the signs right, a storm was brewing. By nightfall it would strike. Since he was in the heart of Ute country and the Utes had long been after his hair, he checked as many weapons as he advanced. Wedged under his wide brown leather belt, one on either side of the large buckle, were two flintlocks. On his left hip hung a butcher knife, on his right a tomahawk. Crisscrossing his broad chest was a powder horn and an ammo pouch. He was ready for trouble should it come, but he preferred to avoid fighting the Utes if he...